watches I ride in this wind. On my good horse I call you my shiny black bears. To the playhouse of fortune to take the bright silver and gold you have taken from somebody else.
You're listening to episode 507 of Unwelcome Guests. My name's Robin Upton. This week's show, we're going to look at male violence and the forces which encourage and promote that as an acceptable norm. And we're going to be looking at how rank is used as an excuse for similar behaviour in hierarchy, and how we could go about challenging rankist behaviour. We're going to start with some good news from the UK. This is courtesy of indymedia.org.uk about a group of six weapons decommissioners, that is, activists, who decided that the best way they could help save the lives of innocent victims in Gaza was to break into a weapons factory and, as they put it, to decommission the weapons. This is what they had to say about what they were going to do from January last year.
Hello there, my name is Elijah Smith. I'm 43 years old and I'm too old for this shit. As I'm looking at the world scene, I'm getting more and more horrified. This is disgusting. I don't know why I didn't notice it before, but I think it's actually because it's accelerating. I've been looking at the law and I don't feel that I'm actually going to do anything illegal tonight, but I am going to go into an arms factory and smash it up to the best of my ability so that it cannot actually work or produce weapons or all the munitions that these very dirty ones have been provided to the Israeli army so they can kill children. I said I'd come on and do an interview. I can't be asked with interviews, The time for talking has gone a little bit too far, I'm not a rioter, I'm just a person from the community. And I'm deeply disgusted. We have laws in this country, specifically Section 3(1) of the Criminal Law Act 1967, that says, to the best of my knowledge, that I'm allowed to decommission an infrastructure if they're committing greater crimes. And that is what I'm going to do. Thank you very much.
My name is Onela Sabin. I believe that ITTEDO are making weapons of mass and indiscriminate destruction that break international law. And it is up to us citizens to make sure that companies in this country do not betray international law.
Now, Israel are committing a gross crime now in Gaza. 350 children, I think, have been reported dead. It's absolutely disgusting that weapons that have been made in our cities, in our country, have been used to kill innocent women and children, been used indiscriminately. And it's about time something was done about it. If the law and the police can't do anything about it, it's about time somebody else did.
And I'm pleased to report that by a unanimous jury verdict, all of those involved were cleared of the criminal charges for their part in the action, thus strengthening my rather weak faith in British justice. Now, as one of those involved said, the glorification of war and the mass production of weapons is a sickness in the heart of those involved. Now we're going to look in more detail at the sickness of violence, power over, and control, starting with an audio adaption of a video called Tough Guys by US anti-violence educator Jackson Katz, and if you can find the video, I encourage you to watch it because it has some strong imagery.
We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters, the pain you inflict.
It's the roughest and toughest show on TV, the American Gladiators.
You gotta out tough people when you get down there. It's man on man down there.
Police say boys aged 13 and 11 were arrested near the school carrying guns and wearing camouflage.
2 and 3 million American women are battered in their homes every year. More than 4,000 are...
Hunt has spoken!
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful...
Who is
Wizard of Oz.
You're a very bad man.
Oh, no, my dear. I'm a very good man. I'm just a very bad wizard.
The climactic scene where Toto pulls back the curtain to reveal a nervous, tragic man pretending to be the great and powerful Oz represents more than just a classic moment in American cinematic history. Rather, it also gave us a metaphor for looking at masculinity in a new way, not as a fixed, inevitable state of being, but rather as a projection, a pose, a guise, an act, a mask that men often wear to shield our vulnerability and hide our humanity. This mask can take a lot of forms, but one that's really important to look at in our culture at the millennium is what I call the tough guise. The front that so many men put up that's based on an extreme notion of masculinity that emphasizes toughness and physical strength and gaining the respect and admiration of others through